this afternoon, tomorrow, and then there's Friday, Inauguration Day. On the KSRO live line is Carla Marinucci, the writer and author of the California Playbook on Politico.com. Good morning, Carla.
Hi, good morning, Pat. Good to be with you.
Hey, it's great to be back with you. What are you doing Friday?
We're going to be tracking what could be a record amount of protests on this Trump inauguration. We have a lot of folks coming from California. They're planning all kinds. Some of them are all planning all kinds of mischief. Others are just going to be there for the Women's March, and we are also tracking the number of congressional folks who are not attending the inauguration, including Jared Huffman from right up there in your neck of the woods.
Right, right. But, you know, I have a feeling, and maybe you can tell me if you find this to be true. I think that the Women's March in Washington and all over the country is going to be a bigger story than we think right now.
You may be right, because I'm looking at the number of Women's Marches all over the Bay Area in Northern California on the day after your. You're absolutely right. They are going to be big, and they may sort of trump Trump in a way. Most of the elected officials I talked to, including some of the congressional people like Nancy Pelosi and Eric Swalwell, said they're coming back immediately from the inauguration to try and participate in those events. I think you're going to see, this is going to be one of the most interesting inaugurations we've ever seen. We just got off the phone with Sean Spicer, who will be the new White House press secretary. He told us that Trump is working personally on his inauguration speech. This is a very personal speech to him. He wants to bring the country together. But then again, there's a matter of these tweets. And every morning there's another bunch of them. And this morning he's complaining about the Today Show. I mean, every day there's another story. So I think that's what makes this inauguration so interesting. This faction of protests that's going to go on, even from Congress, the protests that'll follow in the day after the women's marches. We're living in very interesting times, and we'll see how it all plays out between Friday and Saturday. I think a lot of people are going to be glued to the TV just to see how this develops. I know there's a lot of Democrats in Northern California who are saying, no, I'm going someplace else. I'm not watching any of this. So
it could be a trip to La La Land.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's funny, too, because maybe Trump gets a chilly reception. I heard that the forecast could be for some cold rain on the inauguration day. And Obama does the smart thing, right? Where does Obama go?
He's going to Palm Springs. You're absolutely right, Larry. Obama's getting a one-way ticket to Palm Springs because his official duties run out when he gets there. If to get out of there, he's going to have to pay his own way. But he's taking the family on a vacation to Palm Springs. I think he's not going to Hawaii because he wants to stay close to the daughters who are both in school, and they're going to remain in Washington, and the family's going to live in Washington. But yeah, Obama's coming to California.
Of course he is.
That's fascinating.
Well, I think it's great. Well, Michelle calls it two tickets to paradise, I'm pretty sure, at this stage of the game. And really, it's all over but the crying or the celebrating, depending on where you stand. And I just think the Obamas have got to be relieved and happy to be out of there.
You know, Pat, I think, you know, it's interesting. I think that they feel that they've done their time. You're right. And they have sort of done what they needed to do, or what they felt like they needed to do. They're going to watch how the Trump administration unfolds. And I think you're going to see Obama become a spokesperson for civil rights and for other causes in his own time. I think he's going to let the Trump people told us today the Obamas have been very gracious in terms of sitting down with them, even running through crisis scenarios with them to make sure they're able to handle whatever is to come in the beginning. I think that shows they have wanted to do the handoff in a gracious way.
And that's how it should be done. That's
exactly. Because it is, you're absolutely right. It's the good of the country that's at stake. And he says they actually sat down and did a run-through of potential crisis scenarios with both both of the top teams at the White House. I think that's a good sign, and I think when you're talking about what's going to be Obama's role, I think we're going to see him a lot in California. He clearly likes California. He has tons of supporters here, and he'll be raising money here for his foundation or his cause, whatever.
Right.
But California will be sort of the state of resistance against Donald Trump. It already is. And that is going to be an interesting story to watch as this whole administration develops.
It's all going to be interesting, Carla. I mean, from late morning for us on Friday, ad infinitum.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to have a lot to talk about for many weeks to come.
Look forward to talking to you next time, Carla.
Okay, good to be with you guys.
Good to be with you, too. That's Carla Marinucci from Politico.com.